With Kevin Nolan, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Kevin, you've played a number of different positions for the Lugnuts. How many positions do you feel that you can capably play at this level?
To be honest, I feel like, you know, I could play any position, you know. I mean, you know, coach wants me to go out to left field or right field like this year, you know, I'll go out there, you know, as long as I can get in that lineup. I mean, I really love to play shortstop. You know, I feel like, you know, I can play shortstop. But, I mean, if it gets me in the lineup, I'll go out there.
How did that get started? A lot of guys get pigeonholed at that one position earlier in their career. How did you become that utility sort?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, I played shortstop pretty much my whole life, you know, growing up from Little League all the way through college, you know, even last year in Auburn, you know, I played a lot of games at short, and, you know, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, it's not a bad thing, you know, to be able to be a utility player, but, you know, if it gets me out there.
Let's get back to that college experience for you. You're out of New Hampshire, and yet you went to Winthrop in South Carolina. How did that come to pass?
Well, you know, my parents and I, we really wanted to get down to the South, you know. I mean, no knock on New Hampshire. I love the place. It's a great place, you know. There's a lot of talent up in New Hampshire, but, you know, it's tougher to get seen in New Hampshire, you know. It's cold a long time. I mean, in high school, you're playing a lot of games with sleeves on, and not until the playoffs you'll be able to wear short sleeves. But, you know, we try to get down there a lot. We went to a lot of showcases, a lot of tournaments. And Winthrop, you know, just, you know, gave me a great opportunity to play, you know, right away. And they saw me a bunch of times at showcases, and they gave me an opportunity.
Well, there with Winthrop, you excelled, and then you get drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays. What was that draft day experience like? How did you find out?
Stressful. It was stressful. You know, it was a blessing. You know, I was very happy, you know, very fortunate that, you know, they called my name. But, you know, I was very anxious, you know, hoping someone would call my name, and who knows when, you know, when it would happen. But it was very stressful. My parents and I, my sister, we just stayed at home, had a nice day at home, just relaxed, would try to relax. And we just listened on to the computer and just waited for a phone call.
And then it came, right?
Yeah, and it came, and, you know, they gave me an opportunity to play, and I was ready for it, ready to go.
Who called you up?
Matt Briggs. He's a scout for Toronto, and a very nice guy, and called me up, and he scouted me at Winthrop and stuff, and he asked me to play.
So what was the next step? How did that come to pass? You signed your contract, and then you started up with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe like 2 days of negotiation on the contract or and stuff like that. But then I think it was Wednesday that they drafted, they picked me, and then that Saturday I went down to Florida to sign the contract and had a couple days, you know, with the Auburn team and the GCL team. We did a couple days workouts, and then we were shipped off to Auburn, New York, to play in the short season A ball team.
So you finished up last season. What did you do in the off season?
I went to Winthrop, take some classes. I went there and worked out at the baseball facility at Winthrop. You know, the coaches were very nice, and the players let me work out there with a couple other guys. And I took classes, you know, finished up another semester of classes, want to get that done. You know, I promised my parents that I'll try to get done as fast as I can, and I want to too. You know, you work so hard, so long, you know, you don't want to wait. You want to get done.
How many credits do you have to go? Two more semesters?
Yeah, I got two more semesters. I only have four classes left, which I'm going to go back this fall and finish that up. And then I got one more semester of an internship, like a semester-long internship.
So. And then a degree in?
Sport management. Yeah, I really like it. You know, the great thing about sport management, there's a wide variety, you know, of jobs and opportunities out there. So, I mean, if, you know, I want to play baseball as long as I can, and I'm going to try, work hard for it. But, you know, once that's over, you know, I have a good selection.
What's your favorite moment that you've had in baseball?
Oh, man. Favorite moment. I've had a lot of good moments in baseball. I really enjoy it. I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of great experience, you know, through high school. You know, we had a lot of great experience. You know, we won the state championship in high school. That was always fun. We had a great group of kids. Chemistry was unbelievable. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, college was a great experience, you know, from freshman year to my junior year. You know, I grew up a lot. You know, it was great having my family there. You know, it's always good when a family comes into town and watch the games. And then, you know, signing the contract to go to college and the contract to go to professional baseball. It's a great experience, but I'll probably say the best experience I've had is going on all those trips with my family. You know, we went on many, many road trips, you know, outside of New Hampshire, like going to South Carolina or Georgia or Florida, Oklahoma, Tennessee. We went to many, many tournaments when I was younger and up till now, and taking those long road trips with my family and, you know, spending that quality time with them and then having them come watch me play. I really enjoy that.
Any notable players that you played against over that time or in college?
Oh, notable players. I played against a lot of players that you actually see out now, out here now. There's a lot of them. I can't think of any names off the top of my head, but there's a lot of players that I see throughout, you know, playing in the Cape Cod League or, you know, college or high school, and I see them out here now. So it's pretty cool seeing some familiar faces.
Speaking with Kevin Nolan of the Lansing Lugnuts, Kevin, how have your expectations of what minor league life was going to be like, have those compared to what it actually is like for you?
This year was a lot different than last year. Being in the short season A-ball in the New York Penn League with Auburn, that was a little different than this year. I mean, this year we get treated pretty nice. I mean, we got treated really nice in Auburn. You know, the fans are great. People were great. Coaching staff was great. But you can definitely tell the money's a little lower. You know, don't have as much money in that team. You know, the bus rides and stuff like that in the locker room and stuff like that. Like here we get treated pretty well. There's a lot of stuff we have, and it works out nice. But, you know, minor league, you know, I heard, you hear stories about the bus rides and, you know, the uniforms and all that stuff, but I think we get treated pretty well, you know, in the minors. I really have no complaints at all.
What are your thoughts on your teammates here, the Lugnuts? And they've reeled off so many wins in a row. They're playing great baseball. How is this team compared with the teammates that you've had in the past?
Oh, chemistry's great here. See, that's the one thing we all noticed right away is even in spring training, everybody got along really well. Chemistry hit off right away. You know, a lot of the kids I'm playing with this year too, we played together in the summer last year, and then even the new guys that we just met this year, the chemistry is going really well. You know, the coaching staff has been great. You know, everybody's getting along real well. So hopefully, you know, we can keep that going. I mean, we know it's a long season, you know, but as long as we can keep winning, things should be going well.
Any advice that you'd give to a high school or college version of you now that you're a couple of years older and wiser?
You never know who's watching. There's always someone out in the stands watching you. They blend in, all those scouts and all them, they blend in well. You know, you never know who's watching. So even if it's just like a little BP before a game and you don't think anybody's out there, someone's watching. So even in high school, you know, you start young. You got to start working hard for this goal, you know, when you're real young, and just you never stop. You just got to keep working.
Kevin, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.